undeserving. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. 1 Timothy 1:12-13. The Apostle Paul reflects on his life and gladly admits that for all the evil he has done, he has no business being God's choice for the nation. He knows that if God had judged him the way he judged others, he'd be a goner. I hope somebody realizes that it's not our place to judge, because everybody got a skeleton, even though everybody don't have a closet. Dear Lord, remind us how wicked and callous we were. Remind us how patient you have been with us. Help us to be honest, loving, and caring the way you are. Help us to reflect your heart and your words towards humanity, not our own thoughts and perceptions. Help us to understand that all cultures are different, but love is the same in every language. Remind us that love is pure. It is the mind of man that is corrupt. And in case we forget where you have taken us from, may you send us a quick reminder. We need to be humble and mindful of the fact that we don't deserve where we are. Here's a piece I call undeserving. To sit here and act all innocent is a lie. So I won't even waste time to sit here and try. Because the truth is, with all the bad things that I've done, I can only thank God for sending his son. Come with me. Let's take a walk down to memory lane. Because sometime we all need a jog of the memory, man. You won't soon forget you got a memory plan on your cell phone. I mean your health phone, where you feed off more people than a mammary gland. You gossip and talk people out of memory. Dang. Sometimes we act like we better than others just because nobody in the church knows about the days when we used to play cops and robbers. And before you talk about women living a hook life, which one of your siblings do you really look like? I mean, their hair curly and your hair straight. You the one walking around showing all that hate? And another thing that's going to take a segment is the way we treat people who get pregnant. You want to act like they're so wicked and defiled, and when the baby born, you the one playing with the child, then you kick him out the church, and you wait for a while, then you have a prayer meeting, and you pray for a trial, and you hope he catch a case, and you wait for a trial so you can put him on your prayer list. But what if you pray amiss? And what if you pray amiss? And what if God don't hear? Would you catch the gist? And what if you push drunk mail for all your messages? Don't even know if you a saint or you a Satanist. Got good reason. I know why I'm saying this. I'm not just saying this because God never spray and miss. Take a look at your life while you're playing this. What's wrong with you? That's wrong of you. Don't you know that's wrong to do? Because when you're missing, nobody gonna long for you. Because you're evil and cruel. Something wrong with you. It's like hate is your fuel. It's what you long to do. You a great example. Because your kids got a step pops. Talk about the neighbor's kids born out of wedlock. How could you say these things when your father is a dreadlock? All of a sudden, you want to start to mix mean? And your daughter got pregnant at only 16? Oh, you forgot? Because that's public knowledge. Because everything's cool now. Because the kid's off to college. Now he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. And your second kid's father's wife's dead. But don't even get me started and talk about how you partied. Enough of my mind, let's talk facts. It was God who brought you back when you were lying dead. In the hospital breathing, but you were mind dead. Now you say you have Jesus, you need to find him. Bachelor parties, God has forgiven the groom. So you can give birth secretly now and pass the baby to whom? To someone God knows who can't blossom or bloom. You the last one condemning the room. You remind me of the family and jumping the broom. Ain't no sense that you jumping because you jumping the doom. And if we go and talk abortions and your name go riding the dirt, got more bodies than the dude who's be driving the hearse. The only difference is he a driver. You got more skills and you think you MacGyver, but don't nobody know you got problems. Cause over time, yeah, God really solved them. Say you were saved now and you were brave now, but don't nobody know that you a slave now. Got your old act together. Say you were missionary. You hug Tom and Dick, but you kissing Harry. It's okay cause you got a title, right? You dancing in church like you at a recital, right? Stop the foolishness, for real. You ain't better than nobody else. We are all sinners here, saved by grace. And this message is universal, no intended target. So we got verses from the soft and the hardest. So before you get mad and you say you a target, remember, before that you were zealous. And before that you were zealous. It's a short trap if you just measure. It's best you fall back with your hidden pleasures. So before you forget who you are, whoever you are and wherever you are, whether you a Sikh or you don't wear turbans, whether you chic or you more like Keith Urban, whether you Greek or you a German, whether you his girl or you a her man, whether it's his world or it's her plan, Caucasian or spray tan, black nation or gray man, whether you both, you lesbian or you a gay man, this is what I say, man, hear me out today, man, God's got a great plan, better than all state plan, so if you rape man or you have been raped, man, let's not fake, man, the enemy is Satan, not the woman or the man, cause they just debate, man, this ain't no debate, man, so I won't debate, fam, just get off your high horse and you can relate, man, just remember one fact. Before you attack and start hurting, just take a look back at the times when you swerved, man. You didn't drive straight. You were riding on the curb, man. So give somebody else the chance to put their life in God's hands. Leave folks alone from Jamaica to Finland. If you want dominion, then go home and watch Despicable Me Part 1 and 2. Maybe you see yourself because you despicable too. Sorry, I didn't mean to bruise you. Because after all that, God will even use you. It may feel like my words have just shoved you, but it's a rebuke. I'm just saying that I love you. So don't refute. God's sending his love too. And until you repent, these words are going to bug you. But with your consent, I really want to hug you. Because you need it more than everybody else listening. Because don't nobody know your joy is missing. But I'm here for you. Because I care for you. And whatever I have, I'm going to share with you. Even these words, and I'm glad to be a servant. And even though I don't like to make assertions, because to me you're not perfect, because you're bitter and spoiled, God says that you're worth it, because he died for you, and that's what I try to do. So help me to love you by changing your ways. And there's one more thing you need to know. God made us all from the dirt, so that's why we proclive to the things that are dirty. Let's not try to curve it. The Apostle Paul said it was God who preserved him. That's a message that just says we are all undeserving. Romans chapter 3 verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. None of us deserve where we are. It's by God's grace and nothing good we have done. So I encourage you not to throw stones. If you live in a glass house, otherwise, while you are throwing stones, somebody might. See, true word. Kids nowadays say top left. In the language you speak, just say amen. Whatever language you speak, just clean up all that glass and be careful of splinters because they spare no one. Come to think of it, they're kind of like you. It's sad. But God knows it's true.